Thank you. The scallop information is behind tab 4. The advisory panel met on March 4th in Falmouth. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. But Andy was, so he's gonna give us a review of what went on and update the council. So, Andy.
Thank you. I'm just going to give a brief overview of the first meeting of the newly constituted scallop advisory panel. Met March 4th in Falmouth. The meeting summary is in document 1. There was a letter that was provided to the panel just before the meeting that is also in your binder material as document 2. As was mentioned, there was a little difficulty scheduling the meeting. Dr. Russ Brown was called into service to act as a substitute chair, and he did an excellent job of chairing the meeting. 9 issues were discussed, the first being the panel composition in terms of reference. There were two new terms of reference presented. Number 1, provide guidance on sampling technologies and platforms to continue to provide data that will directly input into science advice for management. This includes sampling at different spatial scales, such as site-specific and stock-wide. 2, provide advice on the development and application of new and existing technologies and platforms to advance the science advice from single-stock biological information to advice at the ecosystem level. Dr. Brown reviewed the previous progress and accomplishments of the former SSAP panel, including an instrumental role in developing and testing a new survey dredge. He reviewed the 2008 survey plans that will be conducted on the University of Delaware vessel SHARP. There are plans to coordinate sampling with shadow tows on commercial vessels using the old survey and commercial dredges. There are plans to reoccupy the 2007 stations in closed areas where the biomass should not have changed much, and sample selected tows with HABCAM video equipment. All this in an effort to develop a calibration system similar to what was you went through with the Trawl Survey Advisory Panel. The Scallop Survey Advisory Panel consensus was that it was time to deploy the new survey dredge on the Arve Sharp. The new configuration is more reliable. It discussed the deployment of a wheel on the bail of the dredge as an option to raise the bridle and make the dredge a little more, reduce the variability of the dredge performance. It would affect a more consistent position of the bail with fewer hang-ups. There's an effort to obtain new inclinometer data with a new wheel position. The panel decided not to make a decision at this time, but allow NIMS the option to move the wheel to an alternate position if data suggests that there is improvement. The panel adopted the status quo speed for towing the dredge at 3.8 knots, using a scope of 3-to-1 in all areas. One change that the panel recommended was changing the direction of the tow. In the previous surveys, the direction of tow was to the next station, and so it was randomized in that process. The panel recommended adjusting the direction to maintain a constant depth, thereby reducing the variation in the scope of the tow during the tow. The panel also discussed changing the survey tow duration, similar to the survey advisory panel. The the Trawl Survey Advisory Panel, the issues are the same in terms of maximizing the number of tows and maximizing the information content within each tow. The panel decided that more analysis of optimal tow time is needed, possibly using information derived from HABCAM research, which provides information about the relative distribution and patchiness of scallops over a continuous area. The panel also touched on issues related to RSA funding process and timing. It's related to the survey advisory panel work because much of the dredge configuration and testing has been funded through the RFP mechanism. This year, there are delays in the RFP review and approval process, which may cause problems in getting critical research done during the 2008 fishing year, particularly for those projects that coordinate with the NIMS survey vessel. The panel discussed development and integration of the video survey technology, thought it was a good idea to continue to work on this research and eventually incorporate the video survey technology as a standard protocol within the survey process. It would allow improvement of efficiently estimating scallop biomass and collect more information about the benthos. However, the panel felt that a dredge component was still needed to collect live samples and ground truth some of the information collected by the video type technology. The panel also focused on expansion of state surveys into unsurveyed areas. I should say expansion of state and other surveys into unsurveyed areas. That could be integrated to expand the range of the annual survey. It's important to do this because the resource will be managed with a TAC rather than effort control. The Gulf of Maine will have a hard TAC, but total biomass is unknown and has not been surveyed in that area. The panel felt a coarse grid video drop survey would be useful in that area to identify the optimal allocation of fine grid or dredge surveys to get a proper estimate of biomass. The panel also addressed the issues that were included in a letter submitted by Jim Fletcher. The Fishery Service staff will respond to certain issues raised by Mr. Fletcher. Data on scallop predators have been collected for about 8 years. The survey information is becoming useful for assessment purposes. There's been a paper published on Asteria concentrations related to scallop abundance and mortality in the Mid-Atlantic region, and that information will be forwarded to Mr. Fletcher. Prop wash was not perceived to be a problem with the line dredge, and tooth dredges were not appropriate for as a sampling device for our species of scallops due to its morphology and its relationship to the bottom. Teleconferencing would be useful, and video conferencing would be explored for future meetings, and we're actually working on that for the next meeting. The next meeting is planned for late May, and we're working on identifying when and where that will occur. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Andy, for hitting on the highlights in the report that's in our binder. Dave?
No, that's it, really. We just want to give the council an update on what the AAP was doing.
Okay. Dr. Pierce.
Yeah, thanks, Andy, for that rundown as to what the advisory panel is doing. Although I must admit, after I read the account of the panel's deliberations, I became confused because for the longest of times, this council has been relying very heavily on video survey work done by SMAST, a cooperative survey done with the sea scallop fishing industry. It's been an extremely important source of information, vital for the SOC process, and, of course, to assist us with our management decisions. So I look at the summary of the panel's deliberations. First of all, I don't see any participation by the SMAS people, notably Kevin Stokesbury and his staff. I understand they're not members of the committee, of the advisory panel. If they're not members of the advisory panel, then that's a significant omission, and that needs to be corrected. That needs to be corrected. In addition, I don't see any reference to the video survey work in the document itself, and that confuses me because the terms of reference are to provide guidance. One term of reference is to provide guidance on sampling technologies and platforms for continue to provide data that will be directly inputted into the scientific advice for management. Goes on from there. So I had thought that this meeting would have resulted in a bit more regarding plans plans for use of the video survey work. There's only reference to the new survey dredge, the new survey vessel, the possible use down the road of a HABCAM video equipment. Yes, that's video equipment, but that's not the SMAS work that we've relied on for so many years. So could you give me a better indication as to, what the advisory panel discussed relative to the SMAS work, if anything?
Okay, first, the SMAS personnel were at the meeting and did participate.
Are they members of the advisory panel? Are they members of the advisory panel? Someone representing the SMAS in that all-important video survey?
No, they are not members of the advisory panel. However, they did participate in the meeting. They were welcome to participate. And it was discussed, their use of the technology was discussed in terms of the auxiliary surveys. The advisory panel is focusing on the integration of the HABCAM video technology into the survey design. And so that was what was discussed in terms of the annual survey.
Dr. Pierce, I draw your attention in the document to the bottom of page 3. The SSAP agreed that additional expertise is needed and that SMAS should be represented. I've spoken to the chair of the SSAP, and we're going to work out something here so that we can get representation from SMAS on the SSAP. I know that's one of your issues. As to the issue of the habitat surveys that SMAS has conducted and this council's use of those in past amendments and past frameworks, I'm sure those will be brought into the SSAP discussion by the representative from SMAS.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. But again, I just express my disappointment that from the get-go, the representative from SMAS that has done all this work that we have used, that we have relied on, used at the SARCs, scientifically peer-reviewed information, that from the get-go they weren't on the advisory panel. And they need to be in light of the fact that there's so much discussion about the use of the HABCAB video equipment, and that raises a question in my mind. You know, where is the advisory panel going? Where is the center going, for that matter, with regards to video surveys? Is the intent of the Habitat Committee, is the intent of the survey advisory panel at this point in time to have this particular HABCAM video equipment take the place of the SMAS survey? I'm just looking for some guidance as to what we can expect relative to our use, our continued use of this information. Not only that, but funding sources. Because if indeed we find ourselves being advised, or we will find ourselves being advised to go with a different sort of survey, then that implies all sorts of consequences. One consequence potentially being monies being diverted to another sort of video survey at the expense of the one that we've relied on for so many years that has given us, you know, excellent information, and of course, as I said, has contributed significantly to the SOC process.
Nancy.
Well, since questions were raised relative to what the center wants in terms of all of this, is obviously, I've brought this up before, and that is that if at all possible, we would like to be able to move away from using large research vessels to do the synoptic survey for scallops, but we're not there yet. It takes time. It takes time to look at all the tools that are available, all the platforms that are available. It takes time to do an evaluation to compare those in terms of data. We are working with SMS and their technology and their folks, and we are going to continue to do that work and look through that. We're also obviously looking at the use of AUVs as a platform as well. And I don't know what the end result is going to be, but I suspect that we're going to find that some platforms are better and optimally used to address certain questions or aspects of the entire science question than others. But until we know those answers, I've said this before, we're going to continue doing the synoptic survey on the vessels, but the Bigelow sure isn't a good platform, and we'd really like to get away from that. So the intention is to bring all these tools together to figure out ways that we can actually look at them and do comparative studies to figure out what tools are best used in what ways.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, Nancy, thank you for that remark. I guess I'm just looking for a feeling of comfort that indeed the center has high regard for the scallop survey work done through SMS, the video survey, and that the center is going to support to the extent that it can a continuation of that work and use of that data in the next 3 to 4 years at the very least as part of our continued need to assess the scallop resource. That's what I'm hoping you can confirm for me. I'm just fearful that there may be some sentiment that the SMAS video survey work is going to be phased out in terms of its use and supplanted by another survey that is yet to have been confirmed as being workable.
If you're referring to the work that's being done with the AUVs, I mean, obviously, we haven't even gotten to the point of proof of concept yet. So, I mean, no. I mean, as I said before, my view is that I'd really like to be able to take a step back and look at all the tools that are being applied now and then make some comparisons relative to the information that we need to provide the science advice. And like I said, I mean, my view is that all these platforms need to be evaluated, again, relative to where they can be optimally applied. And so, my anticipation is that if SMAS is going to continue to get funding, and I don't know what's going to happen there, that we can continue to work with them relative to the scallop survey and, again, making sure that those dollars are optimally applied relative to the tools and platforms that they've developed. I mean, part of it is, you're asking me about funding and earmarks, and I mean, I have nothing to do with that, obviously, in terms of earmarks, except that I do have direction from the agency that earmarks need to be mission relevant. And so, I mean, I'm talking with folks and making sure that any funding that comes in is relevant to our mission. So, I mean, I'm meeting with the SMAS folks tomorrow about scallops and other things. And, I mean, all these things are on the table. So, but no, I don't anticipate that it's not going to be done.
Anything else? Terry?
Yeah, thank you, Andy, for your report. And I particularly appreciate the panel recognizing the need to survey the northern Gulf of Maine. As you noted in your report here, that Maine does conduct an annual survey. This is funded by a license surcharge on our scallop licenses, and we intend to do this on a long-term basis. We have applied for RSA funds to expand the survey, but you know, I just want to underscore the commitment from the, our department to work with this panel to collaborate and coordinate our state survey with the Northern Gulf of Maine. So stay in touch with us and Kevin.
Anything further? Okay. Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Dave. Final agenda item is open period for public comment.